All right, we're having a good time here. So today, I heard an astrologer who said, "What is it? Lunar eclipse?"
No, it's not.
We need a microphone. We have an extra microphone here.
No, not connected here. So.
What about the thing that Michelle used?
It's a different one.
It's a blood moon.
Blood, very bloody.
And it's happening tomorrow.
So this is the fourth one that everybody waiting for.
And this is the longest one.
The longest one. So
it's like 100 minutes.
What I heard today, that most astrologers would like to scare people because they need client, tell people, doesn't matter who you are, it will affect you. And it's bad. I really don't like it. So I want to start the lecture by that. It's kind of a funny way to start lecture about love, what I don't like. And the idea is, what is astrology and is it really can affect you? The answer, of course it can affect you. And you can affect it. So you affect what you're looking at, and what you're looking at affect you as well. Which means, when you study the depth of spirituality, I'm now soon going to have a relationship with the T, but the T will have a relationship to me as well, right? I mean, there is a connection here. Most people are going on a date, right? They're going to go on a date. This is the day of love. And they're thinking that what they're thinking cannot be read by the person they are with. They read it, but they don't know what it is. So if it's kind of weird thought, they feel something, but they don't know what they feel. And if you don't talk about what's really going on, that creates a little bit of a problem for you and that date. But because today is about love, and we want to talk about love, so we need to mention what is love. And Debbie is with me. I don't know if you can see her in the camera. Here, I put it.
Yes,
hello. Facebook here. So you can see Debbie. I know I'm the most beautiful, but, you know, I let people in sometimes. So the idea of love, is it okay I'm talking about love?
Okay.
Not that I know a lot about it. So the idea of love is, in the end of a day, is you give and you not gain. Most of us, within the giving, there is gaining. So that's why you cannot be tested on your love level when you give to somebody you love. Because when you give to somebody you love, there is gain in that. Everybody gives to some people they love. Who's going to give it to somebody you don't love? So love cannot be tested when you are love the person. So what do? We love our friend, family, wife, husband. How do you test it? What do you need to do? And the point is to reach a level where things are not going so great. Sometimes husband and wife, I mean, we can tell you a lot of story if you want, that we don't get along. And that's the moment of test. That's the moment, do you love? Now it's time to give. Do you give then? Or are you going to wait for things to get better and then you're going to start being nice? And the idea is, love is an engine that needs fuel. Love is not some movie that you're going to watch or some song you're going to sing. It's a fuel, it's an engine, and you got to keep filling it in with a lot of energy. Now, tonight, a lot of people go out there and they try to meet somebody. Try to meet a girl, try to meet a guy. And actually, it's a full moon. Now, let me tell you about the full moon. Full moon is a problem.
It's a full moon and it's a blood moon.
Bloody. Debbie's mentioned it's not just full moon, it's going to be bloody. Is it mean they're going to wear red or green?
It means that everything is going to be dark in the middle of the day.
No, but
tomorrow morning. Tomorrow from 1 to 8 Eastern time. It's going to be dark.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good for us in California. It's pretty hot. So it's going to be dark. That means it will be nicer. The idea of going back, as much as I'm smiling and I make it look like not serious, it's very serious what I'm saying. So I hope you think in some idea about love. When we talk about love, there is two forces. There is a giver and a receiver. There is the one who gives the love and the one who receives the love. Most of the time, the one who gives the love feels like we did something. How come there is no return? The receiving of love, judging that, I don't know if it's the same for women, that what they receive is not exactly
what
right.
Wanted.
Exactly. Is that happening?
Yes, for sure.
Can we talk and they can hear us still?
A lot of women feel that even though the man might be giving them, it's not what they wanted. So for them,
because they want more.
Or they want more, or they want something different.
Or they don't like the ring.
They didn't pick it.
Okay, they really important for
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Okay. I believe the men should pick up the ring because that's his way of... Is it risky?
Very risky.
Why?
What if she doesn't like it?
That means she doesn't like him.
No.
No?
She's not wearing him 24/7.
She does.
No, she's wearing the ring.
Does even the band by the name of Police talk about wearing the man as a ring? You should read the line there.
Really?
Yeah, there's a song about it.
Interesting.
So tell us, what do you think about love?
What I think about love? I think that as women, I think that women have...
Women as women, as human. Why we have to create separation between men and women?
Because they're different.
We are not
women
different.
Have this
I can't believe this.
Little girls about what love is. And then they don't realize that love is about giving. Because most women, when they go on a date, it's about how can this person give me what I'm missing?
Or no,
how
can it's not true. Is it true?
Absolutely.
Okay, they say
how
yes.
How can this person complete me? But what most women miss is that love is about giving. So if you come to the table with what can I give instead of what can I receive, that's the true love. And that's something that people don't talk about.
Which is what?
The giving part of it, not the receiving. When you go out on a date today, yeah. Most of the women are looking for men who can give them. They're not looking, they're not thinking, okay, on Match.com, who can I give to? They're looking at who's good for me.
So is this love?
No. It's attraction, and it's important to have, but that's not love. And love isn't instant either. Love is something that needs to be built.
So why tonight?
Why tonight? Too bad? So basically, we're in the month of Leo. We're in the Hebrew month of Leo, which is the sun. And the 15th day of every month is the full moon. So now the sun and the moon are coming together as one. And that's bringing the energy of love. That's why we have that energy of love tonight.
So we learn from that, if the sun represents the male energy, mm-hmm. right, and the moon represents the female energy, we learn from that these two forces are basically creating a force of giving from the sun point of view, mm-hmm. which is the male energy, mm-hmm. and the woman is receiving again.
Right.
So we have a situation here. So what is it?
But the women have both sides. Women receive, but women are also givers automatically. They're nurturers. They're the ones that bring children to the world. So they have both sides. But they need to know how to balance it, because true giving is also letting someone give to you. Especially for women today, it's very hard for them to let somebody give them. Women are, we can do it ourselves. If we don't do it, nobody else will do it. If we don't do it the way we want to do it. And they're not really loving because they're not giving an opportunity for someone to give them. That's also love.
Okay, so you're saying the receiving part can actually automatically change into giving by giving the man or whoever is there the chance to give you.
Yes.
And then through that, we call it love.
Yes.
Okay, I like it. It's called Malchut Metukenet. So it's a correction of what we're supposed to do here is the ability of we giving through receiving.
Right.
I give it to you. So I tell you a story. I mean, tonight is called Tu Be'av. It's called the 15 days of the month of Av, the month of Leo. Many miracles happening this time historically. In the old days when they were walking in the desert, no tribe, it was 12 tribe, and no women from any tribe allowed to marry other tribe. So they were separate. So sometimes if you fall in love with a tribe of Reuben and you are from the tribe of Ephraim, kid. Where does it come from? It came from the problem of having an idea that if a woman marries somebody else, then the piece of land that belonged to her and her father has to go to him. So she cannot leave because every tribe has a certain amount of land and they're divided by the family. So
what happened tonight?
Tonight, what happened tonight, they canceled that law and they allowed them to marry each other. So that's why it was a huge celebration. Also, tonight, Mete Midbar, whoever used to die in the desert, when the desert, you know, used to be people walking in the desert, people die every night. And because of that, people stopped dying exactly tonight. Exactly tonight, the whole concept of death is coming. You see, it's all about receiving, you see? See, the knock on the door was Amazon. They love us. We love them too. So the third thing that happened, and that's what the tradition of people going out and try to meet a soulmate, is a section in the Talmud that they mention about the women. Let's say that the women used to go in a vineyard, and they were dressing white, and all of them dressing white, and the words they say, Sana bachur enecha, a man, please raise your eyes and see who you choose. Now, people take it literally, which is very sad. That's not what it means. What does that mean that they have to wear white?
A white party.
White party, okay, sorry, white party. They can wear all pair. And the Talmud say the reason they need to wear white, b'chdei lo la'aliv et mi she'en la. So they will not insult one of the women who don't have special clothes. All of them were white. But when you go to the depth of the story, and actually Rav Brandon wrote it to the Rav, the depth is doesn't talk about women. Talk about the soul. And it says that you have to borrow the clothes. Meaning what? Every person has a potential of who they can become. This lifetime or next lifetime. We are perfect human beings. But we're perfect in training. Meaning, next year or 2 years from now, 2 months from now, 2 lifetimes from now, 200 years from now, 2,000 years from now, we'll be perfect, no question. Till we get there, we can borrow the potential of what we might be and use it as now for the present time. That's happening tonight. You borrow yourself from the future, you bring it to the present, and you start making sure that you connect your love life in the best way it can be. So who are you? How does it look like in the future? Perfect. Right now, you might not like some stuff about yourself. And I'm sure Debbie will do some meditation and workshop to shake it out. But very important tonight that we all start thinking, like Debbie said, sharing, but also learning how to receive. Sharing and receiving. And for that reason, by the way, for that reason, you know, we're doing all those trips. This year we're going to do it around Sukkot and Yom Kippur, meaning around September. And we're going to go to Israel and make sure you join us. And we're going to do a certain connection with the angel to erase the past. Now what's tonight, all for us, is whatever you're holding back, whatever you are feeling that it's not working, you know, you got to let it go. You got to make sure that you are saying goodbye to some emotional issue or an insult of somebody insult you or somebody bother you. You got to let it go. Because if you don't let it go, it's not that it's bad. It's not that you're going to get punished. That means that your mind is basically stuck at that moment. Why do you think you have problem? Do you know why you have problem? Because you don't leave your life. You're leaving your bad memory. And the bad memory give birth to more than think, more than the negativity that you went through in the past. You're actually activating the negativity from the past to come into the present. So if there is somebody you cannot forgive, or some, see, you're going to get stuck for the rest of your life.
Or if you can't forgive yourself.
What?
Or if you can't forgive yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you can't kill yourself. I mean, that's a solution. But killing yourself cannot be a solution. Why? Because in people who understand what happened after life, you never kill yourself. You stay there forever. You just suffer. So it's stupid. Don't kill yourself. It doesn't solve anything. It just gets worse. So that's illusion over. Because there is places in Switzerland that offering a service for you to die. You know about it, right? You don't know?
Doctors actually do it.
You go to the doctor, you sign, and they kill you. So at least you choose the day you die and this and that. Yeah. And some people look shocked. Because you have to look at death as breathing. It's part of the journey. But it doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. So when we talk about love, you have to look at it very seriously. Very seriously. Even it's a love and oh, wow, ooh, ha, ha, ha. But be serious. To feel love, to feel the love of the Creator, to feel the love toward yourself, to feel the love toward others, or is Debbie waiting for me to answer? She doesn't know why I didn't answer. I don't know, Debbie, I'm going around the bush, but ask him a question, why he doesn't talk? So Debbie is asking, what if you cannot forgive yourself? Then we're going to do a meditation tonight, that we will be able, right? That we will be able to let go, because we all did some mistake. I mean, not Debbie and me, but other people.
Yeah, we're perfect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we used to have ego, but now, thank God, since we are perfect, and life become better. So the idea to forgive yourself, to be able to get to that level of forgiveness, is the most beautiful place you can be. And if you cannot forgive yourself, that's such an ego trip, such a stupid ego trip. If you believe you actually did negativity, why don't you believe that you actually can remove negativity? Because it's kind of cool, it's a drama. Some people are drama queen and king, and they love to dwell on that negativity. Oh, it's so bad, I need to tell you how bad it is. Let me talk to you about how bad it is. Nothing is bad. Nothing is bad. Include the bad itself is not bad. The point is, to change something internally, that I can see nothing is bad. And that's when love starts to be activated. Love is the frequency that runs this universe. When God created this universe, the frequency was love. The sound was love. The ocean say, I love you to you when you come closer. What is the ocean? What do you think it is? You stand on the beach and we watch the wave. What do you think it is? My kids, when they were young, asked me, how come the wave go like that? I said, well, the wave is when God want to play with your kids, so he sent the wave, every wave come differently. So it's the wave telling you, I love you, I like you, you're the best. That's why when you go to the ocean, you feel so great because every wave just whispering the word love to you. The trees, the leaves, everything. So how come I don't hear it? How come I don't hear it? I don't hear it all the time because when you're in a bad mood, when you are not forgiving yourself, when you're upset, then the leaves say, I love you, but you cannot hear it. The ocean say, I miss you. You cannot hear it. Everything around you say, I love you. Dogs, birds, lizard, I love you. And when you walk like this, you start to be aware. So Debbie asked me to write the book that people asked me to write 2 years ago. She made me sit and make you write the first chapter of how to read people, how to start reading people. So as we sit again, so the first thing to be able to read people, you have to raise your eyes and start feeling the love from the universe, then you can read people. And we start doing this exercise when we were in Santa Barbara. And it's amazing. I'm very excited about this book that I'm writing now. So it's going to come out. So it will be very useful for people who want to read people. If you want to read their palm, their face, the movement, you're going on a date, feel the energy. It will be very...
Yeah, spirituality.
I'm giving both angle, so hopefully it will be useful for you. You want to ask me something?
Do I want to ask you something?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm very focused on this blood moon thing.
Blood moon.
The moon basically is.
Did I answer your question about forgiving? What do you do when you cannot forgive yourself?
You just said we're going to meditate. happens if someone doesn't know how to meditate? How do they forgive themselves?
Question, why are you so angry with yourself? Are you disappointed from yourself, the way you behave? And you feel it was missed opportunity? Why are you so upset with yourself? What is about you? So most people cannot forgive themselves is because they saw result, they experienced a result that they're not happy about. Men, women, being left by somebody they love. and they feel it's their fault. And maybe it is. What are they going to do about it? Not going to forgive themselves. How does that help?
It doesn't.
It does. I disagree with you. It does. Because when you beat yourself up, you feel like you did something. But it doesn't help the situation.
Right.
But it helps you feel kind of good in a fake way. So, to forgive yourself without meditation is to understand how silly and stupid it is and how much egomaniac you are. And all what you got to do is to understand that whatever happened was part of a big movie, big, beautiful movie. But you're in the middle of the movie. And if you cannot forgive yourself, you can never see the end of the movie. If you see a film when they shoot a movie, you know, and I'm going to stop the film in the middle. That middle is when there is a scene of somebody left someone. Separation. 20 minutes after that part, they're back together. If you cannot forgive, you will never see the next 20 minutes. You're stuck in the moment. So, there's a film. I think they say roll it, right? Roll the movie, roll it. You gotta roll. Roll, like reincarnation, gotta roll it. So you gotta roll with that. Roll with that. You know, and then you will see, wow. Now I understand, but if all what you want is control, and I know I was bad, I wasn't that good, I wasn't. Stop with this psychology technique brain already and experience life. Experience the moment. Because when you talk like, I know I was bad, I cannot forgive myself, I should behave better next time. Stop with that. It's part of the, if it already happened, it was part of the movie. So what can you do? What can you do if it was part of your movie? It's part of your movie. So there's nothing you can do. So the next thing you gotta do is to move on. To move on. Don't you want to discover what's in store for you? If you do, yalla.
So if you don't forgive yourself, you're stuck in a movie and you'll never be able to get to the good. You
never.
Just choose to get never. Into the bad.
People who cannot forgive themselves. People who cannot, I tell you a personal story, you know, I've already opened up. I hope you can ask me more questions. Everybody wanna ask me. So I was in a relationship with a girl. Then when I end up that relationship, I didn't end it very well. I just, I don't know, because of my personality of confrontation, I just run. I basically run away. That's how I end up relationship. And it wasn't good. But after I run, I pick up the phone and call. So I wasn't man enough to deal with it. So it broke her heart. She felt terrible. And for 1 year, I couldn't forgive myself for doing it. So I make sure I sleep on the floor. I did special diet. I make sure I suffer enough. I want to make sure I suffer as much as I can. It didn't help her. So I went to my master. There is a meditation that to do to invite me for a soup. Say, have a soup with me. Okay. Have a soup. And then he tell me his personal story. And he started telling me his personal story. He said, Leo, something exactly the same happened to me. And actually, my story is worse than you. If there is no seat, sit on the floor. Don't be shy. Sit on the floor. What? Yeah, get the couch, sit on the floor. No problem. We are love tonight. Love, sit on the floor, we enjoy, we become all bohemian tonight. So my master told me, worst thing happened to me than you, because something similar happened, and because of that, I suffer. I really, really, really suffer. But the first thing I did, I said to myself, I'm going to do everything in my power to ask God to give half of her pain to me. And then it will help her. It will help me. But not to suffer. And then I want to forgive myself for how I approach that relationship. And once I did that, and I know I did it to myself, when I forgive myself, she found the man that she married. So if you cannot forgive yourself, you not only make yourself stuck, you make the other person that you feel you hurt them stuck. See, if I hurt someone and I cannot forgive myself for hurting them, now they stuck too. It's a disaster. Is it make sense?
Yes.
More question?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What's this whole thing with soulmates? Because people are going around for 20, 30 years looking for their soulmate.
Terrible, terrible idea. I know a lot of spiritual people try to sell that concept and they make people stay single till age 65. And nobody finds a soulmate in the end. So we need to go back to the book of the Zohar in section Lech Lecha, or to the book of the Ari, section 20, Gate of Reincarnation. And they talk about soulmate. It's very rare that people will find a soulmate. Very rare. Hopefully we are.
Drive each other crazy, a little bit.
We are. So, soulmate is when the people come from the same soul and it's split to two bodies. And the idea with soulmate is not how much they enjoy each other. It's how much the universe enjoys them. So soulmate will never know the soulmate. The universe will know the soulmate.
And there's also different levels of soulmates, right?
On Nefesh Ruach Neshamah, you mean?
What? I read somewhere, either in the Zohar or the Ari, that it said that a person can have more than one soulmate in a lifetime.
Okay, are you open for that? Oh, she said it. She just said it.
That's not what it meant. That it depends on.
By the way, by the Jewish religion, I mean, I'm Jewish.
You can handle four?
It say by the law for a wife, just to let you know.
You can handle it.
But they changed it, no?
They changed it. There's Rabbi Gershom. I'm so sorry for the people at home. This is a funny situation here. I've been attacked by women. Question.
Seriously though. Isn't it up to the consciousness of the person and according to that he draws his soulmate? So his soulmate can be different.
Okay. There is a problem. I need to tell you also bad news because if we're talking the truth, we're talking the truth. So Rabbi Isaac Luria say like that. Remember when they created the golden calf? It was one man who fight the people who did the witchcraft. His name is Hur ben Miriam. They killed him. When they killed him with witchcraft, they steal his soul as well. So every woman, that spark of her soul is connected to Hur from 3,400 years ago, can never find her soulmate.
So all the single women out there that haven't gotten married yet are connected to
Hur? So if they're going to wait... Can I finish here? Can I get respect a little bit?
I'm advocating here, sorry. We've got a couple of single people.
I'm going to take care of it. So, when Hur die, only until the Messiah come, those women cannot find their soulmate, and they should not look for soulmate.
And now you're telling them not to date?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying not to date with the consciousness of I'm only going to marry my soulmate.
Okay.
You can marry to few type of people. First, somebody that has nothing to do with you, nothing to do, no connection, nothing. And you're just supposed to live together. And it's called body mate. It's called nefesh behemit. It's a very low level. It's the sex is good. The food together is good. Vacation is good. What else? Any physical addictive domain is perfect. Then you go up to nefesh. When you go up to nefesh, nefesh. That's nefesh behemit. You go up to nefesh, then the connection is on a body level is very strong. You have to do sport together, you love this and that. And that connection is more has to do with a survival, meaning you live together because it's good for the money. Then you go up another level. And at that level, it's already very high level of relationship. It has to do with ruach. There is great conversation. There's a lot of conversation. Then, of course, the ultimate level is neshama, which is soulmate. Now, There is different connection also between two people has to do with tikkunim. Tikkunim meaning that you're supposed to be with each other because you have karma of you need to fix the issue that you have from another lifetime. So if in another lifetime you guys have issue, let's say a woman cheated on her husband last lifetime, this lifetime they have to meet each other. They have to meet each other and might be marry each other, and this time they have to learn to get along. And the whole idea of study and understanding how to get along with each other, that's really what it's all about. Whoever come late, sit on the floor, we're not going to judge you. We're doing a yoga style love story. So the whole soulmate thing, if you're waiting for your soulmate, you have to understand that there is a certain age that you cannot do that anymore. Certain age. So if you keep looking for your soulmate, age 19, your spirit change. The end of the chain is 23. 23, it's getting late if you only focus on soulmate. 32, don't look for your soulmate. And you can say in my name, no more soulmate. You're looking for somebody to be with, to connect with. Hopefully it will be spiritual or it will go next level. Now stop looking for a perfect relationship. Because perfect relationship means a dead relationship.
Doesn't exist.
No, it exists.
Not perfect. I was about to sell myself here. Go to a magazine, pick the actor that you like, put it on the wall. You could look at him every day. It doesn't work. You have to.
Why are you saying that? I mean,
besides you, you're perfect.
Thank you. And you too. I mean.
No, but seriously.
You know, talking about me and Debbie, so. Or Debbie and me, sorry, I gotta be politer. So, we are, whoever gets very close to us, we're very open about our relationship. Sometimes too open, the kids tell us, listen, enough already. We don't wanna hear your problem. Somebody, we wanna talk to you about it. So, it's funny, one time, we invited a friend, we were so happy. I love when people come. So, and she's single, and she was so excited after we gave the lecture to come to our house. And it was Saturday night. And I told Debbie, listen, it's a movie night. I'm going to make all the food. Whoever want to come, I like to cook. You enjoy. But the rules are you don't going to get off the couch to answer phone or anything like this. Please, promise. Is that a promise? She's Gemini. I promise you. So you promise? Yes, I promise. Okay, good. If the couch, I prepare the couch. And I have tradition, since Debbie were pregnant, to take a popcorn and throw it on the floor. And the reason I throw it on the floor, so she will not be afraid to be make it dirty when she eats. It's already dirty, so I have that rules. And I make like a gofra. Most of you don't know what gofra. You know what gofra?
It's a Belgian waffle.
Belgian waffle. I don't think you ever saw it. It's a boiled in sugar. So we make up this lady sitting. She's a friend of my wife. They talk about, you know. And suddenly the phone ring. And I'm stopped. And that lady, she feels something is off. And Debbie stopped and we look at each other. And she look at us. And she, remember, guys, is everything okay here? It's very okay, I said. And it's gone. Then we continue another ring, Debbie closes it. The third one, I have to answer it. You have to answer it, I'm leaving! Now you have to imagine the face of the girls that are watching. There is a movie on the screen. Really boring movie. And she stopped. And so I'm going away. Debbie coming after me with the phone. And the lady doesn't have to leave the house. It's not polite to stay. So we both come back to her. We turn off the TV. Say, we want to talk to you about our relationship. Say, listen, I'm not sure I want to be the judge. I don't want to disturb. Actually, I'm not single, I'm divorced, so I don't want that. So no, you are here for a reason, and you're going to be the judge. I said, but I don't want to be the judge. Yes, you will. You came here to be the judge, but I don't want to. You will be. And she's Aquarius. She really not into it. And she started to tell her story, and my story, and she's like almost falling asleep, like we're talking. And the idea, I'm sharing with you this story, it's a funny story, is talking about perfect couple or perfect people, as Debbie's saying, you know, you can find them in a magazine. The idea of relationship is actually the moment which are not perfect. If you talk to couples, there is pain. Relationship comes with pain. Relationship doesn't come smooth. It's just how much pain can you handle within the relationship. That's love. It's not how much joy will be there. How much joy will be there, it's written already. How much pain will be there, and how long will it last? That's a question. And I think we can witness on ourselves. We went through a lot of pain together. A lot of pain together in every area you can imagine. Chas v'shalom, God forbid. We don't wish it on anybody in this room. And those are the moments, guys. Those are the moments which are tough. And each one has to pass it in their own turn. You cannot help each other, even if you want. Can't. A person has to pass it in their own way, and it's sometimes so difficult. So you talk about soulmate, what are you actually saying to the universe? What are you actually saying? I want something perfect for me. I want my belonging. I'm here to claim my belonging, my lost luggage. That's actually what you're saying to the universe. Can you imagine what the universe hears from you? On my soulmate? What a chutzpah, what an audacity. Soulmate? You are now operate the universe to give you what you want? Like those people who said, I learn how to meditate to find a parking spot. What about the one who doesn't know how to meditate then? He just stole the parking spot from them. So now meditation become a selfish engine how to get what I want? Is that what life is about? What kind of frequency you tell to the universe? But if you say to the universe, I love you, universe. I love you. I love you, universe. Now, I love you so much. And whatever you present to me as love back, that's your soulmate. But don't think that your soulmate has to have six-pack, it's a man or a woman. The woman has to be slim. We have a lot of rules.
It's preconceived ideas of what society makes you think a soulmate is. And that's why today more and more women are alone for so long.
I don't know if that's the reason. I have my opinion, but I don't know if I mention it online.
You put on Match.com,
the
actual way that you need to find the right person, that's not what's there.
What's there?
What you look like, what your interests are, I don't know, but it's not how spiritual you are.
No,
it's not how you can help each other.
No,
someone said it's a meat market, and that's basically what it is.
Yeah. What if you're vegan? No, it's a joke. It's a joke.
So you're stuck.
No, it's a joke. So the idea, I believe that the idea is the selfish engine work on both sides.
Right.
You know, it work on both sides. But the question is why? Because some people gave up on love. Some people gave up on love.
But then again, what's the concept of love? Because if we just define what a soulmate is.
Okay.
So it's different because love, most people think that love is when you...
People, I can talk from a man point of view. Some men get very much disappointed when they give and they feel they take advantage of.
Right.
Now, why does it come from? So spiritually, the male energy, which is creating the sperm, is the energy of giving naturally, physically, biologically. The woman is the energy of receiving. So woman, when they're active, to my opinion, again, based on what I study, when they're active, they're receiving force, they get ashamed. Because
women
get ashamed. Why? Those of you who know what happened in Wednesday, not Wednesday, this Wednesday, the 4 days of creation, God created the sun and the moon. When God created the sun and the moon on Wednesday, it was a war between the sun and the moon. The sun representing male, moon representing female. And he told the female, don't receive. Since that day, receiving became a shame for a woman. So women feel embarrassed to receive. But if women want to receive more for the sake of sharing with the man, that man will feel it.
That's what I said before, that if women learn how to receive, and actually by receiving, they're being the giver, because they're giving the man the opportunity to give.
Yeah.
Then that's love.
Yeah, I agree. So that's the whole idea. That's the whole idea of how women need to... receive. But most women, there is a clock when they want to get pregnant, when they want to have a baby, and all this and that. So they want a healthy man, they want also to have money because they don't want to work all their life. There is a lot of requirement, right? So they want to receive.
Right.
If the receiving will be, I want to receive, to activate within my man ability to share. It's something else. But I can, a man don't want to feel to take advantage. How is a man feel taking advantage? A woman with all the problems, so she go through the menu. Okay, I have 7 problems. I'm looking for a man to fill that up, like you say before. What man will fill those needs? Okay? So the first thing that is getting serious is the ring. Fight, most weddings end up there. Most men who come to see me, they get confused about that area. Why is it the size of the diamond is so important for her? Why? Why all of a sudden I'm no longer a relationship? In the old day when Romantica was romantic, they used to take a piece of paper, you know, and make it into a ring, and that was good enough. Now, oh my God, if it's not from this metal, and the diamond is, I don't know, SS1, whatever they call it, when you look at it, clear, $50,000 with some yellow around it, and that's just to start. Then another ring, and then another ring. And not everybody do a Jewish wedding, because Jewish wedding, you're not allowed to have diamond. You're not allowed to have diamond. You have to have just a ring that costs $70. No, that's why most people don't like Jewish wedding. Mm-hmm. So what is that? Just the ring
for
sale.
After.
Yeah, after you can do diamond, exactly.
What about the engagement ring?
Huh?
What about the engagement ring, not the wedding?
There's no engagement in Judaism. There's no such thing. There is something called Naim. Naim means condition. You're allowed to give jewelry and some other thing, but why would ring define love? Why ring is like a commitment now? Ooh, I give it a ring, so I'm in. You know how many men I meet that cheated the day after they gave the ring? Because they couldn't take the stress of the ring. Most men, the day after they give the ring, the day after, or the same day, it's the day of cheating.
Yeah, because everything is about physicality. Everything is about the ring and the sex.
Why?
It's not about
Why are you making it about that? Now, the men want to give. Every man. Men who don't want to give is not a man. It's a female soul within a male body. Remember, men.
That sentence, if you want to kill a relationship, get married.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean.
Men are afraid of that because.
It's Mercury in retrograde. I just get insulted from Debbie. Life.
Not you.
Not doing yeah, man. But get married.
No, but it's, I've heard people say, if you want to kill a love life, get married. Because the men.
Why?
Because the men become.
The men? What about the woman?
No,
here we have a fight right now.
The men get stressed from all of the needs.
And the woman don't get stressed?
The woman is the... Okay, so there are 2 types of women.
You should become nice on me now.
Okay. There are 2 types of women. And this is where the soulmate issue comes in. What
okay.
I know we're saying before about a woman who wants to receive so that she can share, so that her husband can become better. And then there's the woman who wants to receive just to receive. So the women that kill the marriage... You know, if they're in love and then all of a sudden it becomes about the ring and the size of the diamond and all those things, it's women who are just there to take. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need to change it. Now, Debbie, tell us what's going on with the blood moon. Give
blood
us some
moon.
Idea. Please tell us. Please.
Okay, so the blood moon eclipse, which is happening tomorrow. So it's happening basically, it's one of the biggest, it's one of the longest, and it's happening from 1 o'clock tomorrow in the afternoon till about 8 o'clock in the evening Eastern time. And they're saying that half of the earth is going to be completely dark. It's going to be like
what do you
a
mean?
Shadow. They're saying that half of the earth, I don't know if it's here or...
It's in Europe.
Yeah, half of the earth is going
it's
to be
It's not here, thank
dark.
God?
I don't think... You, and then you'll be able to see Mars also. Like Mars will be 35 times bigger or something like that, and you'll be able to see it. So what does it mean for us? Because the moon affects our emotions. The moon affects how we act. And...
No, people need to know it. People need to know it.
So put it there.
Yes.
So, basically, and I think it's amazing that it falls into Bav because what I read and what I learned is that opportunities like this don't come a lot. And we know that everything affects us. And not in a, I'm not saying it in a negative way, that it doesn't matter who you are, you're going to suffer from it. No. It's things around us do affect us, and we need to choose how we're going to take it. So... The eclipse is going to push us, and it's going to push us in a way that we can go out of our bondages, out of our things that we need to fix. It can fix many, many lifetimes. And now it's sort of like a purge, where all of the negativity is going to go out. But, you know, because we see things as good and bad,
in our eyes, there's nothing good and bad. I mean, we've learned this from the beginning. There's nothing good and bad. Everything is the same. So if we're able to surrender and know that there's a bigger picture, if we're able to surrender and let ourselves be guided instead of trying to control things all the time, if we can take a step back, if we can just be still and experience what's going on, then we can actually tap into our soul, then we can actually get rid of any kind of negativity. You know, we were saying before about forgiving yourself or forgiving other people. We can get out of what we're stuck in. And this is happening actually today and tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow during the day. So it's the 24 hours that's sort of like, it's an energy, and a lot of people are going to feel like they want to kill somebody, God forbid. You know,
when is it?
Go out tomorrow, 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock, like right before Shabbat.
So scary. Is it affect all signs?
It affects all signs. It affects all signs. And instead of... The blood moon. The blood moon is going to affect all of us.
It's a fourth one.
It's the biggest one. It's going to be like 100.
Remember, it was for the last few years, we counted them. That's right, the fourth one.
So that's the last one. So a lot of us are going to be impulsive and we want to lash out, we want to get mad. Instead of feeling the heaviness, instead of trying to fight against the heaviness, breathe. Breathe. And know that there's a bigger picture. Know that the universe has something for you. Like I was saying that, you know, instead of asking the universe for a soulmate, what do you want to give to the universe? What are you willing to give to the universe for love, for true love? Because we're always saying, why can't we find? Why can't we find? Why can't we find? What are we willing to give? And can I do a short meditation?
Well, I'm with you.
Okay. So if everybody can put everything down and cross your arms, cross your legs.
You can hear okay there in the mic? Okay. Bye, Yvette.
Bye.
Everybody need to know Yvette just left in the middle.
So if
you girls can move there.
Eyes, yeah, you can move there.
If you want.
Close
if you
your
want.
Eyes and take
Aye!
You can close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths in and out. And I want you, as you're breathing, to let go of all of the things that happen during the day, any kind of negativities or chaos. Breathe it out. And just try to be in the moment. And slowly, slowly, I want you to imagine someone from your past who hurt you. Bring them into your mind's eye. Open yourself up. I want you to imagine being able to forgive them and forgive yourself. Slowly, slowly, you can replay the last situation you were in, the last scene you were in with them. See how you can change that, how you see yourself giving them love. Giving them attention. Letting them go. Forgiving them and asking them for forgiveness. If you want, you can send white light around them. Send your love towards them. And slowly, slowly, let them go. And with the emotion of letting them go, you're slowly going to see someone in your life who you love the most, who's the most important to you in your life. And now that you're full, now that you're fulfilled from letting them go, and you have that forgiveness,
What do you want to give this person who you love so much? What gift are you going to give them tonight from yourself? The scene has changed, and it's someone that you love, someone that you want to give everything to. Pick one gift. If it's joy, if it's love, if it's being with them, whatever it is that you want to give them, imagine it in your eyes. If you can imagine the two of you surrounded with white light, feel all that love around you. Feel the warmth, the kindness, and how you're both filled with so much that you can give. When you're ready, you can take three deep breaths in and out. Take that love with you. Send that love to them. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Now what I'd like to do, if someone can get paper from the closet, what I'd like to do is we're going to give you a piece of paper, and I want you to write on it something that you want to let go of in order to invite love in. So if you can get some paper and pens, think about one thing that you want to let go of so that you can invite love into your life. Write it down. And what you're going to do is you're going to take that paper with you. Remember, something that you want to let go of. You're going to take it with you when you leave. You're going to have it with you for an hour. And then when you get home or wherever you are, you're going to burn it and you're going to let go of it. And then you can invite the love in. So we'll have the paper for you in a minute.
Is it a feeling or a thing?
No, no. It's either something negative that you've done or something that's not a trait that you want to get rid of, something that you want to change. You can share maybe the paper. It could be a small piece.
But keep it in 1 hour in your pocket before you let it go, so it's the vibration will come part of your energy.
Can I have two?
Can you have two?
No.
One.
No.
One.
No. Nobody can have more than one person who bothers you. If you have more than one.
No. It's something that bothers you about yourself that you want to let go of.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Now don't start yes. Because we all have a list. So one, okay. Pick one.
Yeah. I thought you want to do a person.
No. Everybody has? Yes. Pen?
Yes.
Can we have also? Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you're done?
Is this part of my...
Part of any kind of negativity or trait that you want to get rid of in order to invite love into your life. Take it with you. You don't have to show it to anybody. Keep it with you in your pocket. What time is it? 8 o'clock? At 9 o'clock? Burn it. Don't throw it out in the garbage. Don't throw it in water. Don't flush it down the toilet. Burn it. You can put it in your sink so you don't make a fire.
We continue?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
So, first, I like the meditation. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I want to say a few more words about love. And I have to say that... It's obvious that there are many changes that those of you who know me for many years, those of you online who know me for 30 years, you know, we went through a lot of change in the last 2 years or less than 2 years. And that's definitely affect our relationship.
Sure.
It was very difficult. Very difficult from different angle. And it didn't put us in a position where things can get better. Sometimes even it created a lot of doubts,
yeah,
right, about the relationship, which even for couples who can be married for many years, it can create problems. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. The only good part, God was very good to us. God was very good to us to get clarity, to send us people. You have no idea how many miracles we had in the midst of looking at each other and saying, we don't know, we have doubts. So the reason I'm opening it up to you guys is I'm sure that you have people you love and you run into a doubt about them and you run into a problem. And it's very important to remind ourselves we are human. Problem will be there. It's not going to be easy. You know, love is sweet when you're ready to chew the bitterness of love. Meaning with love is get covered with few shell. So the Shir HaShirim, the song from King Solomon, describe the concept of love. And it say, Te'ereru et ha'ava ad she'techpatz, awakening the love until it will be desired. Now the awakening part sometimes is missing. And I tell you what destroys love, at least from our experience.
Mm-hmm.
You want to say something about
it?
Is the justice, is the truth, it's the need to be right. And many times when I want to be right, when Debbie want to be right, it creates a problem, because when two people want to be right, it can be an issue. Two people know they're wrong, it's not an issue. So, advice that can help everybody is, if you want to enjoy love between people, it's not just your husband or your wife. I'm not saying cheating, but I'm saying relationship is with everything around you. So if you're walking into a cafe and you're capable to love the people who are sitting there and have fun, then something right about you. If you're not capable to love, then you're miserable. And if you're miserable, you hate yourself. And the famous story is famous about, and usually when somebody becomes a rabbi, that's a story they tell him to remember. The story is about the city where Rabbi Badenov of Zusha used to live. And it used to be a rabbi there, scholar, genius, but miserable. Miserable, miserable rabbi. He wake up in the morning, he hate God, he hate his wife, he hate his kids, he hate everything. He basically hate. He hate. He used the word I hate a lot. And in the same town live Rav Zusha. But Rav Zusha is not a famous rabbi like him. So there is a wedding in town, and they invite, of course, the main rabbi to do the wedding. It's winter. So they ask him to be there at 6:30, and they couldn't find a nice carriage, so they send two donkey and a small carriage. The rabbi saw the insult. He's already hating God, hate his wife, hate his kids, eventually hate himself too. He said, they sent me a donkey. I'm going to purposely come late. They're all going to wait without me. There is no chuppah. Come late. The wedding took a place. They brought a different rabbi. Once a problem, he asked, where am I sitting? He said, well, we can arrange a seat for you. So what do you mean? I don't have a seat. put them in the back. No food. So they cut a little bit the potato, they cut the piece, somebody bite it of the meat. His life is miserable. The other rabbi who make the wedding is the Rav Zusha himself. They couldn't find anybody. So they said to Rav Zusha, maybe you can do the wedding. Rav Zusha was invited to the wedding anyway, but as a regular person, not as a rabbi. So when he heard that he's invited, he couldn't believe they invited him. He was so happy. So he came early, he came at 4. In the old days, it wasn't like today that the people pay $200,000 for a wedding. You come, you do it at home, and you wash the glasses. I don't know if you ever experienced something like that. I did. You know, you guys, nothing to do with age. It used to be time like this, by the way. Bar mitzvah, well, it's so beautiful. You have no idea. And all the women are singing. It's very beautiful. But we are now in tradition, the size of the ring. How many pieces are the band has? 7 or 5? That's what people are talking about. Nonsense. Can't believe that. The couples come to see me for a wedding. Told me, well, we're only going to invest $170,000. I said, what did he say? What? So what, you're primitive. It's even not big. It's even not big. How much it cost? How much it, what? So, well, the camera and the thing, and we do it 3D card. What's going on? What's happening a day after the wedding? Well, then we get divorced. So the idea is that Rav Zusha went, he arrived, and he cleaned the dishes, he was so excited. And then they were waiting for the rabbi, 6:30, 6:45, say, there is any rabbi here. So everybody pointed, Rav Zusha is a rabbi, he's not, the Av Beit Din is not the top of the rabbis, but he's a rabbi, he can do a wedding. So Rav Zusha, would you do a wedding? Say, I can do, but I'm not as important as everybody. Say, we need just somebody to do the thing, you know. She does it and say, we enjoy you so much, you make us laugh. We have one seat left. We see your wife didn't come with you. Would you like to sit at the table with the groom and the bride? Say, me? Say, yes, please. So, wow, thank you so much. So now he's sitting with the groom and the bride. Eat the best food. His life is perfect. What a lesson. How much do you love your life? Do you want to love your life now and then get things better? Or do you want to make the list of what's missing and then get things better? Most of us think that it's like walking to a restaurant. You say, I'm hungry. They come with the menu and they tell you what's on the menu. The universe don't operate like this. Sorry for the bad news. The vibration is act as if you're rich and money will find you. Act as if you're poor and money will disappear from you. Ask if you are married to your soulmate, and your soulmate will find you. Act as you are the owner of the restaurant, and the restaurant will treat you. I will tell you, and most of you know my journey, how I live, what I do, everything. It was any time in my life, Blinara, thank God. Thank you, God, 1,000 times. Wherever I go, even if I don't have a penny in my pocket, I will end up always with places that people who are maybe on Forbes magazine can have. How can that be? That doesn't make any sense. The guy walk into a place with no money and live like the owner of the restaurant. You've been with me one time, right? In Park Avenue, between Park and Madison. We're walking. I look at the menu. I look at my wallet. I didn't have a wallet. And we start. It was wrong move. And I started laughing from fear. I said, okay, we it's very interesting. Let's love. And we love. Somehow somebody who saw me from somewhere in the subway know that this and that from Brooklyn. And yeah, so yeah, what's up? And I'm thinking like the situation, how do I get to this? I'm the donor here, they're gonna do this. I'm making the calculation, you know what I mean? And this guy not only take care of the bill and make sure that he starts bringing us all this different type of food from the new chef he hired, and he asked me if I can test the food for him. So what? I said, please, I'm begging you. I know you have to go, but please. He have no idea. And those kind of story is what vibration are you putting out there? Are you in love with this universe? Are you in love with who you are? Are you loving yourself? Do you love yourself? Like, you're crazy about yourself. When you look at the mirror and say, oh my God, oh my God, the chosen is here. Are you speaking like that? Is it, too much fat, here, oh my back, I gotta go to yoga, the jeans doesn't fit, all the miserable messages. Then you go out on a date, and what you want them to see? Perfect woman, perfect man. But you see bad. What do you want them to be, blind? You actually tell the universe, that's who I am. Frequency. It's called frequency. What do you put out there, guys? What do you put out there? You know, what do you put out there? Tell you something. I have a big audacity. Chutzpah. I have a big chutzpah. Those of you ever get closer to me, and I hope all of you will not be afraid of me, and get close to me to see how I work, because most people are afraid of me. It's normal. And I say, if you're not afraid, you're not normal. I said it on Monday or last week. So Debbie and me need to go with our son, Santa Barbara College. So we had to stay somewhere because he had to stay at the college while the parents were in a different hotel. So we said, let's have fun. Go some nice hotel, not expensive, on the beach. So good. We arrived there, we realized the hotel is too far. So Debbie, to be fair, well, let's cancel it. I said, but where are we going to sleep? The universe loves us. The universe cook, remember? So what are you talking about? I said, I walk to any hotel and they love us. They, so, but not, it doesn't work like that. You're Israeli. So, yeah. And we start laughing. I say, Debbie, come on, you know us. We're crazy. And say, okay. So it was hard to cancel it. We go to hotel. No, it's not the end of the story. I go to the hotel. And we're smiling. The guy is so sweet. I said, listen, we need a place to stay. Do you have a room? I said, yeah, sure, I have a room. You can get in 10 minutes. It was 10 a.m. in the morning. See, the key for 10 a.m. In the end, look how the universe operates. How much money we pay for the room?
Like $50.
You need to understand how the universe operates. I promise you this. You act as if you're healthy. You act as if you're amazing. You act as if you're rich, and the universe starts to open. Just be more around us. We'll show you. We'll show you things. It's not normal. It's just not normal how it works. It's just cheesy. You think about what you don't have, and the universe gives you twice as much things you don't have. Whatever you don't have, oh, let me match it up for you. You said, I have so much, let me match it up for you. So what is about you you're crazy about? If you don't find something about your body you don't like, or you feel like you need to lose weight, okay. It's not going to make you happier, by the way, just to let you know. It makes you happier to go to the gym because you release certain hormones, blah, 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 blah. Not too much for women, sorry for the bad news. Testosterone can go up, bad news for you. Okay, be careful with the gym. Just be careful, not too much in the gym. It's activate and lower the other hormones.
Huh? It doesn't mean not to go at all.
Yeah, what's the name of the women hormone?
Estrogen or progesterone.
That's the name. That can go down, this one go up, be careful. Situation, and trust me, I've been in that business advising people, meet so many cases. Women learn to receive. It's not a problem to ask, but it's why you're asking. Are you didn't eat for 2 days, so the genes will fit you, and then you go on a dinner, on a date, and you're starving. And you don't use the word, oh my God, I'm starving. Don't say that. It's not cool. I'm starving. I gotta eat something. What is this? So it's not that the food that you eat on a first date is scaring the guy. It's the idea of the desire that you have for the food. They want to have a desire for connection. So there is a connection going on. The same for a man. A man go on a date and he think if he buy the champagne and he got this, now he got a girl for sex for tonight. That's also a problem. Both sides, I'm talking to the camera. Both sides cannot think about deal. You have it. Now what do? You have it all. You have all the sex in the world, all the orgasm, all the everything, all the food you can think about. Now what? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Do you want those people around you? If no, then what do you want them? Just to use it as a toy? What are you doing? Stop. Love is when you have it all. I love my life. I love myself. Now, let me share it with somebody else because I love the me. I love Eliyahu. Now, can Eliyahu share the Eliyahu with somebody else? That's where love begins. Celebrate life. Dance every moment for no reason. Say, I love you just because it's Wednesday, not because it's Sunday or whatever. Just whatever. Send flower. Go to the enemy. If you have enemy or people you don't like, put a few dollars in the envelope and put it there. Give them a gift. They don't have to know it's from you. So what? Send them a gift. Send them a flower. Why do they have to know it's from you? Because they have to know it's me. Well, why? Why? Because you hate yourself? And by them knowing it, then they say, oh my God, you're amazing. And now I'm going to love myself. What is that nonsense? Your enemy, the one you don't like, is exactly the internal enemy about yourself that you don't like. The area you hate about yourself, give birth to an enemy outside of yourself so you can hate. You know, I did a healing session. Somebody flew from Portland, is the Portland state. Yeah. So I did a healing session. And something happened to me, get out of the body, because I use sound. When I do the healing, I use sound. I use cups, I use sound, I use crystal. So sometimes the sound takes the person a little bit far, very far, very hard to come back. And so he called me today, said, yo, you know, I'm still on it. So we've been on it. So I don't know how to explain it. It makes me high a little bit. So what do you mean make you high? So I didn't put anything on you. I just do the sound, crystal. I said, but I have to tell you, the taste of the food changed, things changed, is there? And it doesn't go away. I'm a little scared. I want to test a certain food, it tastes different. And I said to him, anything else happening? He said, I just love. I just love everything around me. And it's activating so many beautiful things. But the only thing scaring me, so when I was on the plane flying back home, I started laughing hysterical. And people look at me weird. So it was a good idea I sat in first class because they have to respect my love. But if not, it would be a problem. So there is anything else happening. I say, I realize that life is just beautiful the way it is, without the change. If the change is happening, good. But I love my life as it is. Now, you have to love your life as it is now. And I'm sorry if you have some pain. I'm so sorry. Tu B'Av is about celebrating. Tu B'Av is about reaching to your potential. Tu B'Av is reaching to your enemy and just forgive them. And there is a day there. You know why they're still there? Because you never forgive them. They're waiting for you to say, okay, forgive you. Now get out of here. Then they leave you alone. You know, move on, move on, move on already. Celebrate. And if single life is not a bad life, why you want to get married? Those of you who want to get married, why you want to get married? Because you want to have children? Well, children, I don't know if they give you the note about how to make children. It's usually sperm and egg. It doesn't include in the wedding. When you do the wedding on the chuppah, children, doesn't work like that. So you need to get married or to be with someone because you love life so much and you want to share it with another person. If you don't love your life, don't get married. It's not fair. You take another person and make their life miserable too. First, love your life, celebrate, dance every day, ooh, 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 go like that, okay? When you cook, whoop, 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 sing, dance, jump. Dancing is the most beautiful thing. Dancing is called machol in the Bible. Machol means mechilat avonot, removal of all the sin. You have to be happy. Sometimes I see, Rabbi, you are miserable. What kind of prayer will go up to heaven with that? God is looking. Oh, God, my name is terrible. I'm sorry. What is that? Does he even say thank you is alive? Nothing. Celebrate something. Please, celebrate. How do we start the prayer of the Amidah? First we say thanks for everything. And in the end, there is one little part that we ask something we want. What a chutzpah. I want. Not good. Love means you enjoy now. If you celebrate the moment to come, you're not in the moment. Guys, remember, before... You want to say something? You want to ask me something? Mm-hmm. Anybody want to ask Debbie and me something? Nobody asked Debbie. I don't know you. Debbie? Please.
You spoke about it. So I'm asking.
Yeah, please.
You said that
Chur. Chur Ben Miriam. Then they will never find the song.
No, but I didn't understand the story. So there was
no, the story.
The golden calf, and then
he died. His soul was kidnapped by the dark side.
After the sin? After the golden calf?
While. While. And for that reason, whoever come from Chur can never find their soulmate. Impossible.
Because
his soul is not here.
So they took their
soul? No, Chur is in a bank. Swiss bank, the code has been forgotten. Why is it very important for you? I want to know.
Because
you feel you're married to who?
No.
So what?
So it means that people are out there, they don't have soulmates.
Nobody has soulmate. You think 99% of the people don't have soulmate. What are you looking for soulmate? So what is soulmate? What about the one man who is soulmate from who and he's going to be alone all his life? Don't you want to marry a man like that? Miss Ken, I feel bad for him. What about him? I have so much love, I want to share. You know, stop thinking about what you're going to get, what you're going to get. Stop with that. What I'm going to give. There's a lonely man waiting in a farm in, I don't know where, in Orlando. Have goat and cows. He's from Chur. Now, I'm not from Chur. Let's bond. Let's become together. Now everybody's happy. The goat starts singing and the cow start dancing, and the farm is happy, and the flower, you know, the thing of, you understand what I'm saying? The thing of
what? It's more about the giving. It's more about the love and the giving.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. You know, it's funny, talking about Debbie and me, first gift I got Debbie, it was the wrong gift. I let it go. I bought it in Westwood. It was 3 layers of makeup. It was on sale, actually. She called me cheap, but it's okay. But she didn't know it was on sale. The problem, the energy was on sale. Would be clean for Pesach. I found it. So I found it, and it was never used. It was terrible because Debbie used a certain kind. I didn't know it's, I thought it's all the same, you know. It was so cheap. It was beautiful. Everything you can imagine, the brush and the thing and the thing and the thing and the every. A woman dream. Was an air dream. So I was insulted actually when I found it. I was very upset because my giving. And at that time, I was not thinking about that it cost me almost nothing. I was thinking about I was rejected. So there is some interesting situation there. There is some, and I think love, you know, to get to unconditional love, it's tough. But to get to at least love that you share life together and to really share in a level that it needed, I'm a great believer that wine, food, sex should be out of it until you establish a strong relationship. I'm a great believer of that. And Debbie, I think, too. Yeah. Because all of those things take you to Nefesh Behemi, they take you to the beast level. Food, sex. Climb above that. Have a conversation. Try to go volunteers together to help people. And build something. If it's just based on dinner, wine, food, sushi, meat, chicken, sushi, meat, chicken. I don't feel like eating. Do you want red wine? I think I'm going to go with white. Ooh, doo, boo, hoo, doo. What are you doing? What is this? What is this even? What is this? I mean, I'll tell you a story, a personal story. I think we never shared on video. Debbie and me have been in Mexico to create a workshop. So you know me, I'm a little dark and I have beard. So, and I have accent, I'm Israeli. So I approach people, it can be sometimes they think they've been under attack. So I come and I have 2 bottles, one very expensive bottle of scotch, if you know what scotch means, single malt, 21 years, it's Good. One bottle of tequila, one of the top one. The top one. I come, see some couples, say, hi. I have a villa on the beach. The hotel gave me a villa on the beach for free. We are alone. Join us. The people look at me. And they run. So I said, Debbie, something's wrong with my accent, my look. I'm not good. They run. They think I'm ISIS. They run. She said, what do you want to do? I said, you're the woman. You're more sexy. You're more talk. La, 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 la. It will work. And I said, I have those two bottles. What am I going to do with them? Tomorrow we're leaving. We came here only for 2 days to check the area. And goodbye. So okay. So it's lunchtime. So we go to people. They be going around. Very nice. Say, hi, do you want to just... And one guy get upset with her. Say, listen, lady. We are not... What is it? What's the word? We are not swinging here. They become back laughing. So what happened? So she told me, we both laughing. Now the guy and his wife are upset. And we are laughing hysterical. So in the evening, that's the last dinner. I said, what are we going to do? There's so much drink. I cannot fly with a drink. And everybody heard of Mexico. Want to send me this, want to send me that. All my friends from Mexico. I said, no, don't send me anything. So we have all the people sitting. I said to the waiter, do me a favor. Here, I give you a tip. Go with the bottle and fill up the cup of people on me. It's an expensive drink. They will be happy with that. They drank it. And they were so afraid of us.
I think we put poison in it or something. People don't know how to love each other.
I said, what's going on, man? I did the same thing in New York. The guy left his wife, left his friend, broke the chair, sit next to me, hey, and start opening up. It's so beautiful. You know, I really want to open up to you. I said, this is beautiful, right? We went in Israel. Right away, you become friend. You meet each other after this for cafe. Yalla! What's going on? So we got to... Because people need to love life, enjoy life. And then you gather with everybody together. We got to be more together. This group here, so much love. Be together. Do things together. It doesn't matter what's right, what's wrong. It's about together. And hopefully, not only you join us on Rosh Hashanah, which is the next event, if you can afford time or money to come with us Yom Kippur, enjoy the energy of Yerushalayim. Already rent a sukkah in Yerushalayim. Make an effort to come. It can make a big difference.